Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Well, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving Eve and make memories tomorrow. And we're so excited because my engineer Tommy is here and we've got an amazing show for you. And if you have not seen this new movie on Prime Video called Farmer and the Bell, wow, I've got a surprise for you. So stay tuned. Do we have our caller on the phone yet? Okay, so we're going to get her on in just a minute, and I just want to tell everybody, put a smile on a child's face, and with beaminghope.org, if you text 727-888-5200, we're actually putting things together. They're 501c for children, for food, for clothing, for the holidays. So if you have a business and you want to donate something, 727-888-5200. My pastor just texted me that, and I told him I promoted on the air. In the meantime, is Jen on the phone?
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, Jen, God is amazing. And so you do what you think that you can do, he just takes it to a bigger level. And you just what I've seen you accomplish in the last, I would say, 4 years when I met you at the International Christian Film Festival. And you were telling me about The Farmer and the Bell and what you were doing, and you were nominated as an actress. How long did it take you to film this movie?
well, Dawn, I have my husband, Jim, here, who is the farmer as well.
Yes, hi, Jim.
Hello.
It took us 4 years. We started with a horse and a pink onesie in New York City as our concept that helped raise money. And then last year, we filmed principal photography in North Georgia. And then we did a pickup shot this year during COVID. And we wrapped the film, sent it to deliverables at our wonderful distribution team this summer. And now we're here. We're selling in Walmart and Amazon on our website and streaming on all platforms. And boy, it's just been one heck of an awesome God journey.
When God takes your journey, watch out, because I watched the movie 3 or 4 times. I downloaded it from Amazon the other day, and I was like, this is so adorable. And Jen, what an actress. And Jim, what an actor. You are husband and wife, and you were act together, and the acting was so amazing from everybody in the cast and crew I saw.
Oh, my gosh.
That's very kind of you to say. It was a lot of fun to make the movie.
It was awesome. Jim and I, we've been on, like, 15 projects together, So it was just so special to share our love story on screen.
It shows, and you just shine. Now, can you tell my audience, we're on 3 FM, 3 AM, we're live on Facebook, we're live on YouTube as well, and it keeps going to watch parties. Can you tell us how you started out, you know, in the business, I mean, as an actress? And I know, I heard through the grapevine, you had some Oscar nominee, is that true?
I was not nominated for an Oscar, but I did work on two films that were.
Okay, that's what it was.
And I was just, yeah. Dawn, I saw a movie by Dolly Parton in my hometown theater when I was 15, and I said, I want to make movies that inspire and impact lives. And I went to my drama teacher, and she told me I did not have enough talent. And that began my journey to educate myself on how do you live truthfully under imaginative circumstances as an actor. And every day, I am learning every day how to be a better artist. And that began my journey. And in 2010, God truly blessed that desire. And I started booking roles. And now there's like about, I don't know, over 25 films on Amazon. That
you're into over 25 stories. Films on Amazon? Wow.
Yeah. I think it's at 30, but I haven't. I've lost count. This year I'm in three Christmas movies that are all out right now, so I think that puts us up to 30.
Wow. I know I'm getting people asking me, how did you start out with acting? Did you get a coach? Did you go to acting school? They're wanting to know where you went.
Absolutely. I started at community college 1 year. Then I went to the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Art, a two-year program and a summer program. I highly recommend it. It's in New York City. Then I studied at the Joanne Baron D.W. Brown Studio in Los Angeles for 2 years, and then with private coaches like Clay Banks and Christina Chauncey, and then what is Michael's last name in New York City? Michael Corazine in New York City. What a wonderful teacher. And so I just have continued to put my nose to the ground and continue to study and continue to learn and continue to grow. And that's really been the basis of my journey on how I got started.
Well, also, congratulations. You have a new baby, don't you?
Yeah, can you hear him? Maybe James is sprinting. Hi, Fawn.
What's her name?
His name is Baby James.
Oh, how precious. Oh, my gosh. Now, Jim, what is your background?
I actually started doing theater and stuff at a young age. When I was an elementary school kid, I got to be in a high school production of Kismet, and that was my first experience being participating in the theater. And I did it throughout elementary school and high school. I studied theater in college, but I didn't start pursuing professional film and television until 2011. So I'm about 9 years in now as far as pursuing it as a career. And you know, the same thing that Jen did is something I did. I focused on getting into acting classes. That's one of the most important things that you can do as an actor.
And, I agree. A lot of people out there, I mean, especially in Florida, they think they're a good actor because they may, you know, have that maybe natural ability, but there's so many techniques to learn on sets and to learn. I mean, my list looks like a Santa list from LA, you know? Yeah, I know. It's like right. A scroll of acting classes, but I'll tell you, all the knowledge and wisdom that I've learned as well, that's the main thing. And you're giving advice to actors as well to get involved in acting courses and so forth. And that's phenomenal. I want to ask you something in a minute. I'm going to play your trailer of the movie. Actually, we're going to do that now. And then we're going to come back and ask you, Tommy and I here, we're doing the show together, of how you, both of you met. So let's find out how that love story started from the beginning. And stay tuned. Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. We'll be right back.
I'm so glad you came back to Santaland this year.
Is that the bracelet your grandma gave you?
Yep, it's got sayings on it.
True beauty is here.
So, what do you want to be when you grow up?
My mother says I could be a fashion model, but maybe I could be a farmer too.
You're beautiful, Belle! Bye, Belle. Don't forget to ride. 10 miles forever.
Connect with the horse.
Did you find anything else for me?
Nature's beauty. Adult diapers.
I am aging out. I need to find that bracelet.
I lost it when I was 10 at Santaland.
Maybe I really does have the answers.
What answers? Santaland? You're not making sense. Are you okay?
I'm going to Georgia.
Remember, give big.
I'm looking for Santaland.
Bell Winters.
I remember this.
25 years is a long time to catch up on.
I think I remember somebody telling me a long time ago that they wanted to be a farmer.
There's a spark between y'all. I've seen it.
We don't have anything in common.
My favorite boot.
Well, sounds to me like you're just looking for reasons to keep her away.
Poppy says you get to be beautiful on TV and magazines.
Not so much anymore.
People are what's on the inside, not what's on the outside.
What is she doing, Poppy?
She's channeling her inner runway.
I came here looking for something I haven't found yet.
Maybe you found it, you just don't know it.
Miracles do happen.
They sure do. You came back.
You are beautiful. Are you asking me to stay?
Adorable, adorable movie. Now, you can get it at Amazon Prime, Walmart. Where else can they get it, Jen?
There's a whole slew of them. Anywhere where you can rent or buy a movie on a streaming platform, like Hoopla and Fandango Now, Vudu, yeah. Cox Communications, Dish Network, your local cable provider has it.
Awesome.
Everywhere that you purchase films for viewing or renting.
Yes.
On iTunes. And I think one of the greatest things, if you would like to be able to help any movie in the film industry, is when you rent it or buy it on Amazon and you write a review, that helps the algorithm communicate out and say, this movie is special. And so we encourage you all to rent or buy it on Amazon and then share a review. And that would be awesome.
Oh, I'm going to get into the other side of the spiritualness of the bracelet and the book in a minute. But we need to know your love story. How did you two meet?
How did we meet?
We met on a film set. Shocker, right?
Oh.
and we met in Savannah, Georgia, and then we developed a friendship, and Jim courted my heart by writing handwritten letters, and that is what inspired the storyline of our characters being pen pals.
Oh, that's so beautiful. You know,
we dated.
You dated how long?
Well, we dated long distance, so that was obviously that would be why I would write her letters. But we continued to work on some projects together here and there. And then she moved to New York, and then I followed suit, moved up from Tennessee to New York, and we were married in 2017.
Well, that's like the pen pal part in the beginning.
Right, exactly. Ah. That's part of it. That's why it was in the movies, because that's actually what we did.
And then, Don, I literally was a fish out of water when I visited his family's farm. I never was around pigs in my life or cows. And so the scenes that you see in the movie are literally like reenactments of when I was first dating Jim.
Oh, how adorable that is. You know, what really touched that you do have a message in this movie, and you are brilliant in marketing, my dear. Brilliant. Oh, you know, there's a bracelet in the beginning of the movie, and you were just on QVC. How did that go?
Oh, it was amazing to be able to have our bracelet from the movie being sold right now on QVC. If anybody wants it, there's 5 sizes with an adjustable chain. Each charm has a biblical inscription that helps you with your value about what God says what beauty is. And so QVC couldn't have been better. It was just an awesome experience.
Wow. You know, the message in the bracelet, tell us about how you came up with the idea with the charms and how scripture is in that. That is so beautiful. So beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, Dawn, it started with me when I was a teenager. I really struggled with not feeling pretty. And I would look to models and actresses, and I would do my hair and makeup like them. And I really was just trying to fit in and be loved. And, well, when I became an adult, that negative
felt like stuck with me after I went through a very difficult relationship. And I really believed I was fat and ugly and just struggled with my work. And I started researching with pastors and psychologists and therapists, and I started to learn, how do you overcome these lies? Because in Romans, it says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And they walked me through, how do I take scripture and overcome those lies? And I was on a modeling campaign in China. In fact, you'll see those photos in the movie, in the opening of the movie. And I didn't know how to model. I'm 5'4" short. I should not be modeling by industry standard. And I started saying over myself what the pastors and psychologists taught me. And I started saying, I am a masterpiece. My body and soul are marvelously made. And as I started to continue to meditate on God's truth, there was a transformation over my face that the photographs that captured them, and you could see them in the movie, there was this radiant glow, this beauty that was coming off.
Wow.
And I realized that it. When we meditate on God's truth, there's a transformation that comes over our face, and that's really what becomes what one deems as beauty. And so I wanted to help all the other girls and women with this as well, that 90% of people struggle. And so I took those principles, those concepts, those affirmations, those scriptures, and I engraved them onto the bracelet, onto 5 charms.
Okay.
The 5th charm is a heart. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm talking too much.
No, it's beautiful. Now, is there another scripture on the other side? Now, I thought I saw on QVC there were like 2 different ones. Or are they the same one with other sayings on the other side?
No, there's 5 charms.
Okay.
Different sayings on each side.
There's an affirmation and then a verse that correlates with that affirmation.
Gotcha.
And so the first one's magnificent masterpiece. That one talks about your look. The second one talks about your mind being an overcomer. The third talks about your heart and the ability to give as a joyful giver. The fourth talks about your purpose, being obedient to your calling. And the fifth is a heart that falls into the palm of your hand that you hold on to, saying, open my heart. And it's a prayer grasping how wide, high, long, and deep is the love that Jesus has for us. And each one of these I use. And that's what helps me, and I want to help other girls with.
That's so beautiful. And where can they buy this? It's like at the end of the movie, you're like, I want the bracelet. I want the bracelet.
You know, it's so special for teens, for kids, like 8 years old, up to grandparents. They could buy it on QVC. If they go to QVC and they type The Farmer and the Bell,
B-E-L-L-E,
they'll be able to find the charm bracelet. Also, we have them on our website. And on our website, thefarmerandthebell.net/shop, that there we give a significant portion to Delilah, her ministry, Point Hope. So if people can shop 5 sizes on QVC, or our website has 2 sizes, a kid's size and an adult size. And it is an adjustable chain, so it fits every size dress.
Okay, I was looking at that because there's like size 1, 2, 3, 4, and I was wondering, you know, like for ladies, what's a size 4 and 5? You know, is it just adjustable? Mm-hmm. Explain that.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Jim. Guys,
well, there are 5 individual lengths. Different. When I say lengths, I mean lengths. L-E-N-G-T-H-F. So. The first kid's size is 6 6¾ inches, and then it goes all the way up to 8 8¾ or 8 1/4 inches, so that you can still have that adjustability depending on the size of the wrist. So if you're small and petite, or if you're a child, it's going to be a 1. But if you have thicker wrists, you want to get it based on the circumference of the wrist, but you want to have a little bit of room for it to have that heart still dangle and fall in the palm of your hand.
And so real quick, a child would be a size 1.
Mm-hmm.
A youth that has a petite wrist or an adult that has a petite, like an extra small, would be a size 2.
Mm-hmm.
An average bone size would be a size 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Let's just say you are in plus size. You would be a size 4.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's just say, you know, your wrist is extremely thick. That would be a size 5.
Okay, that's great explanation for people. I'll tell you, this is amazing for for stocking stuffers. It's amazing just to give a gift for the holidays in this tradition that you did in the movie. What even for grandmothers and mothers to do for their children or grandchildren, and it just is enlightening. And I love how the heart dangles. Can you tell I sell products?
Oh, it's so beautiful, Dawn.
It's so beautiful. And then not even that, you have a book, Divine Beauty. Is that what it's called?
It is. Divine Beauty, Becoming Beautiful Based on God's Truth. And each, it's a 30-day devotional, but it's different than other devotionals. It helps explain what each one of those inscriptions means. So it takes a psychological and biblical approach on how you literally transform your mind. And Michelle Cox is the main writer. She writes for Hardee's, When Calls the Heart, their devotional series. And then I took all the psychological and pastoral principles that I learned. And this book is great. Like, if you're a grandma and you have, like, an 8-year-old or 10-year-old daughter or granddaughter, you could work with them. Or a mommy daughter or an auntie niece. It's really a great way to be able to help bridge this difficult conversation about beauty that 90% of folks struggle with.
Wow, that is, I mean, that, the bracelet now, I have to add, because I did a little research on the movie as well. So in the movie, you were reading a storybook to this beautiful little girl. Who is that little girl?
Yeah.
That is Adele Chandler, and that is my niece, and she plays my daughter in the film.
She is so special and so sweet. Oh, my gosh, she just, when you're watching the movie, you're like, I love her. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, and she can act. Wow.
She steals the show, Dawn.
She did.
She's the audience favorite by far.
Oh, my gosh. Well, also, too, that book that you read her. Now, who wrote that book? That's a very special book, but also very inspirational.
Yeah, it's called Beautiful Mabel. It's written by Mike Narwaki, who's the co-creator of VeggieTales. And it's a story to help younger humans understand the concepts of beauty in a more simplistic way, because it's a little bit harder for younger people to get those abstract ideas out of a story in a film. But what they can understand is that if I'm kind to others, that's what makes me beautiful. It follows a little chick in a hen house who's bullied and doesn't quite fit in and doesn't understand why she's there. Her name is Mabel, and then she discovers from the head hen that she's there because she has a beautiful heart, and that encourages her to continue to help everybody and to be kind to everybody and to be of service to everybody. And then it ends up being so transformative that everybody in the school starts to become like beautiful Mabel, mm-hmm. instead of worrying about their outward appearance or whether they're productive or whether they're pretty.
That's a beautiful message, because it says what beauty is from the inside out, and it shows how you treat other people. And you too. And John Schneider is in the movie. He's been on my show before. How did you get John? That's awesome.
John's a good buddy of mine. We worked on a movie called Doonby in 2010 as love interests. And back then, he told me about how much he loved singing and how he used to sing with Johnny Cash. And now he has a wonderful singing career, but it stuck with me. And when we wrote the story, I was like, oh, I want a concert scene to help save Santaland. And it would be so fun to have John there singing. And he came on out and he sang songs from his Christmas album, Holly Jolly Christmas. And, you know, if you're a John Schneider fan, you got to watch The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santaland just to see him in this concert scene. He is charmalicious. He is exactly who John is in person. He plays himself, and you just sit in your living room singing along with him. Have a holly jolly Christmas. I'm not a singer, but my gosh, it's such a good scene.
Oh, so where can they buy the book? I mean, everything's on your website, correct? The charm bracelet?
Everything is on the website. That's correct. And then you might be able to find, depending on your local small Christian bookstore, we do have a distribution outlet that gets to those stores as well. But the best way to order it would be through our website. And we're actually going to be doing a Black Friday through Cyber Monday sale starting tomorrow night at midnight. So if everybody wants to get some gifts for the holidays, everything's going to be 25% off. The books, the bracelet, we have T-shirts. The DVDs, and then also the soundtrack. John's on the soundtrack, but we also have some great artists from Nashville, led, produced, and put together by Justin Peters, So that's available as well. It's got some great songs. Becca Shea, Toby Lee, Tiffany Ashton. My brother, who is actually a music producer, produces a song for the soundtrack as well. So all that stuff will be available and ready off of our website this weekend, 25% off until Monday at midnight.
Oh, that's exciting, because this is the time to do it. I'll tell you, to get out there and, you know, this is a perfect gift to give everybody. If you're looking to search, you know, Amazon, of course, but, you know, this is an amazing gift for everybody. And you know, I want to ask you, you know, make memories on Thanksgiving and enjoy. And what are your plans tomorrow with family?
We're going to my brother's house for Thanksgiving turkey, and the entire weekend for me is a tradition. We always open up Christmas movies after Thanksgiving, and you know what, Dawn? When we made this movie, that was crafted in my heart. I wanted to make this movie to be able to help others usher in the spirit of Christmas as a yearly family tradition, and so we are going to do that collectively as a whole. We invite you and your friends on Facebook and YouTube and listeners this Sunday, November 29th, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be doing an online premiere of The Farmer and the Bell to usher in Christmas. Everyone could watch it on their own television, get Amazon, watch it, and then connect on Zoom. We'll give you the Zoom link, and we will be chatting it up throughout the movie. And then movie guide Ted Bear, the legendary Ted Bear, is going to do a Q&A with the filmmakers, and Movie Guide is as top as they can come for faith and family and film. So we're excited for Ted to be with us this Sunday. So
wow,
that's some of the plans for this Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, you can. There's,
yes,
That's the pinned post on our Facebook page, The Farmer and the Bell. If you search that, BELLE on Facebook, it'll come up, and it'll give you more detailed information about the Zoom link and where and how to participate, because we'll be live chatting through the Zoom while we watch the movie together, since we can't get together because of COVID.
Right.
And we're also going to be giving out our contest winner. We're doing a contest for those who shop at Walmart. If they get a DVD, The Farmer and the Bell, Sidney Santaland, and take a photo at Walmart and post it on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag The Farmer and the Bell, BELLE, The Farmer and the Bell, Walmart, we will be giving away one of those items that we discussed, our book, our bracelet, devotional book, a DVD, anything that people would like. We're going to give one of those away to one of the winners.
But it's a discounted bracelet. It's not it's a $20 bracelet, which is $35 off.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Now, I saw on your Facebook on Farmer and the Bell that you had people buying the bracelets, and they were taking photos and telling their inspirational story. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, we want people to be able to be excited about how this is touching their lives. And we know when something inspires us and we share our own personal story, it can be a ministry to another. And that was just an organic way we wanted to allow this message to truly connect on an intimate level. Yes, we watch a movie, we have fun, it's Christmas, it's exciting, but we also have those pearls of wisdom that we work with psychologists Greg and Aaron Smalley from Focus on the Family to wire that messaging in to really be able to make an impact in lives.
Wow.
So that's why we're doing that.
Okay, I have a couple just more questions here real quick. Who was the beautiful little girl that opened up the movie with the charm bracelet?
That is Libby Burt.
Libby.
Believe it or not, that was her first feature film booking. And
wow.
She's an Atlanta actress, and she is going places. She is going to be in the next PureFlix film called Redeeming Love. She got flown out to South Africa to shoot that movie. She did a Hallmark movie this year that just recently aired. And from what I understand, she had a movie called Tulsa that did really well nationally. And then from what I understand, she's on another project already. So she is such a lovely actress. Her smile just lights the screen up, and she's really engaging. She is so connected when she works. It was a treat to see her do what she did on our set.
Well, you know, you've launched her career even more so because this movie. Are you going to be putting this in any film festivals as well? Or, you know, or because it's already been distributed, you already have that. Is there any plans to do that as well?
Well, the time frame that we would have used to put it into festivals happened during COVID.
Right.
So everything either got canceled or it went to digital. And we did submit to some digital film festivals, and we won some awards at some different things that just moved everything to online. We did win Best Screenplay at the ICFF this May, right? Yeah, because it was all digital. And then a couple other, like Great Lakes Film Festival, and there was some other ones. But as far as the future, I don't think we have any plans as of right now to be submitting to anything else, especially since it's already been released globally.
Gotcha. Now, there was a question. Is there really a Santa Land over there?
You know, that's probably one of the number one questions we get.
Right.
And that answer is no.
Oh, darn.
No, guys, I'm sorry. There's no Santa Land. But what you see on that movie was all made by the community in Chickamauga, Georgia. Handmade, visualized from our production designer, Starla Christian. And the concept was inspired by Camp New Dawn, which is a real place. That's where Jim's mom started. It's a church camp. And they do a turkey shoot every holiday season to raise money. And when I attended that turkey shoot for the first time, that's what inspired the concept of this festival to be able to celebrate together. And so that's where Santa Land came from. But the Santa Land games with wrestling pigs, putting Santa hats on them and bouncing presents on your head and doing a Southern snowball game, all of that was all creative, fun, and let's just have a good time.
Oh my gosh. So what are your plans for the future? Are you going to do more films? What do you want to do in the future? What are your plans that you'd like to do?
Well, we would love to be able to continue to produce in this universe of The Farmer and the Bell. And we really hope and pray that there's going to be success from this film with multiple people purchasing it and generating some revenue, which will help us be able to solidify a deal with somebody to perhaps come on board to help us produce it. So we would love to do that. You know, we have been communicating with our writers, and they're all interested and to try and get something going again. So we would love to do that. But as you mentioned before, we do have a brand new son who is 10 weeks old. So that's going to take our focus for the next little while. But we'll also always have our ears and minds and hearts open for whatever might come down our way to continue the story.
And I'm going to be going, Dawn, to churches and women's conferences with Divine Beauty, with the devotional book, with the bracelet, but most importantly with the message to help girls really overcome those negative lies. When you look in the mirror and you go, my gosh, I am just not pretty. I'm aging. Look at that wrinkle. Oh my gosh, look at the cellulite. I'm just getting fat.
Wow.
All of these negative thoughts.
That is beautiful. I was going to ask you if you were going to do that. And that's phenomenal. You know, I got a surprise for you. Yeah. I was doing a little research, and let me see. I think there's somebody on the phone. Say hello to Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Do you know that voice?
It's the cutest voice I've ever heard in my life. Keep speaking.
Is that Libby?
Yes.
So, Jenny.
It's a Libby fan. Libby.
Yes, she's in the movie. Well, it's so funny because I'm scrolling one night and I see this post and it says, I'm in the movie. And I'm like, is that the girl at the beginning of the movie? And I'm like, maybe she can surprise Jen and call in the show.
Hi, Libby.
My heart is just racing with joy, Libby. Our little baby boy, when he heard your voice, he just broke into the cutest smile. Oh, honey,
awesome. Oh, he knows.
I love you, Libby.
So how did Libby audition? Libby, tell us how you auditioned for them and got the part.
So I remember we got the audition in, and I was excited because it was a Christmas movie, and we love Christmas. So we did that, and I was very excited. And then we got a call back for it, and so we taped that, and I was super excited. I was like, I want this. But I was scared because in the audition, I was like, how do I fall back?
What did you have to do? Because, you know, how old are you, Libby?
I was 9 when we shot that.
9. I have a little girl. She's one of my top little 2021 Florida princesses. She's right here. And hold on, because she's so adorable. Tell everybody your name.
Hi, I'm Clay Johnson.
And how old are you?
Seven.
Hi. She's seven.
Hello.
So, yeah, so Libby, she wanted to ask you a question. This is the little girl that was in the movie. What was your question that you wanted to ask Libby? She's our new Miss Preteen Clearwater, and she's a reporter for us behind the scenes of movies and everything. So what was your question to Libby?
Was it hard to remember all those scripts in the movie?
Wow.
Well, I didn't have as much lines as Jen, so I didn't have to work as hard as her, obviously. But I did have to memorize some of the lines, but I worked really hard with my mom, and I memorized them, and then we ran through them. And then when we got on set, it's just...
She has a little thing that she does.
Yes.
She has, like, a routine of how she learns them, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
She just writes them out.
And I'm sure you have the bracelet. I'm sure you have the bracelet. Libby, do you have that bracelet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, maybe Santa will bring it for you.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. You know, I just want to thank you. Have also, and Libby, you know, I'd love if anybody is ever in Clearwater Beach area, we have a 37-foot Endeavor that we're just about to get ready to charter. You're more than welcome to come out and sail with us during the summer whenever it's warmer, if you're down in this my neck of the woods. And Libby, if you're ever down here, we'd love to have you here. I have another show coming out. It's a tween show, and she's an actress and model, and so we'd love to have you here. Just let me know if you're ever in town. We'll make a show.
Thank you.
That would be awesome.
That's amazing.
I know. Wouldn't that be cool? Now, do you have one more question for her? That was about it?
You know what?
Yes. Any advice she wants to know for an actress her age? Anything that anyone would like to say to her?
Is it hard to actually, when you were... in the movie, at the beginning of the movie, how did it feel to fall off of the barn thing?
Oh, fall off the barn into the mud.
Yeah.
Saw the movie.
The mud was some of the mud was chocolate.
I would have ate it.
Oh, yeah, I tried to, but they said no. So they had little... padding, they stacked up padding, and so when I fell back, they cut it, and then they had me laying in the mud.
Oh.
And so they cut it from me falling backwards onto the padding into me laying in the mud. And there were actual pigs in there, and I was terrified, but but it all went well.
Well, your acting shows, and I just want to tell everybody, Farmer in the Bell, please watch it, Amazon Prime. Sit around tomorrow, Thanksgiving, rent it, download it, buy it at Walmart, take a picture, like she said, and make sure that you hashtag it, Farmer in the Bell, correct? Farmer in the Bell.
Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land.
Saving
Santa.
No,
I'm sorry, the hashtag, Farmer in the Bell.
Okay, let me help my husband out. So it's hashtag, make sure you put the Farmer and A-N-D, the Bell, B-E-L-L-E, Walmart. The Farmer and the Bell, Walmart. And if you get confused or forget, just go to our Facebook page, and it's the Farmer and the Bell Movies, Books, Jewelry for the Family. Just type the Farmer and the Bell, and you'll see a whole long line come up. Yeah, that's right, Baby James. He just agreed. And then all the information is there, along with our how to participate in the online premiere this Sunday.
Well, now I do have to say one more thing before we go, because I have another special guest on the line as well. So you had an amazing PR team. They are. How did you find this amazing PR team? Are they the one that's... You're in magazines. Aren't you on a cover of a magazine now? I just saw in the grocery store.
We're in Women's World, and that came from our amazing distributor's PR company, Vision Film. We work with a large group of amazing, amazing firms that lead the theatrical Christian film market. So 130A is handling our public relations. Rubo Media Group handled our social media. Renaissance Communications, led by Joe Battaglia, handled our radio advertising. Then in local Chattanooga, public relations of the Walker County Commission Office handled all of the news and talk shows there. And then Joe Battaglia helped us get Delilah in our movie as a voiceover. And Delilah and her team are behind the movie and sharing about that on her story. And It's just been an astronomical group of people that we're so grateful for.
Yeah, people don't realize.
I forgot, Laura May handles our social media, and she is killing it.
Wow.
Facebook and Sarah. We've got everyone, each Instagram and Pinterest, we have wonderful people who are running those, and we couldn't do it without them.
Amazing. That's an amazing team to put together. And I may have some questions on something, because I'm working on a project that I may say, Jen, I have a question on something maybe you could help me out with. And it's a blessing. Absolutely. It's a blessing. I want to thank all of you, Libby, Jen, and your husband, Jim. And many blessings to you, and make memories. And just everybody, Farmer and the Bell, adorable Christmas movie. Buy it. Put it in the stocking stuffer. And the products are amazing. So I told my husband, I said, Black Friday? I'm just texting Black Friday tomorrow. Tomorrow, that bracelet's on sale.
Tomorrow night at midnight, yep.
And I love the heart, how it dangles, and your marketing and your people that worked with you, they just made such a success, and Godspeed ahead. And remember, you guys are giving God all the glory and honor, and look what's happening. And I just want to end with that. Thank you both. I can't wait to see you
Thank
again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye, Libby, and we'll do another special on
Bye-bye.
You, too.
See you later, Libby.
Bye.
Bye, God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, wow. So anyways, let's go to our we have a commercial break. We got two commercials we got to run real quick. And then I have a special VIP guest, and we're going to play a super little song of a Christmas song here in a minute. And we have a new product for Christmas. You want something that's going to look make you feel great, spectacular, feel like a movie star, feel like $1 million. Stay tuned. You're not going to miss this gentleman that's on next. We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Have you or a friend ever dreamed of learning to fight with a lightsaber like your favorite Star Wars character? Toy lightsabers keep breaking? Then come out to Largo Park and join Pinellas Saber Corp for teaching sessions Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can learn to fight with lightsabers that are made to fight with. These things are no joke. Made from polycarbonate tubing and aircraft-grade aluminum, these things can really take a beating. Pinellas Saber Corp welcomes members from ages 10 and up. Teaching sessions will be $20 for 2 hours for a limited time only. We'll teach your kids how to spar safely and with skill like their favorite Jedi or Sith. Contact us for more information at PinellasSaberCorp@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/PinellasSaberCorp.
Okay. I have no idea. What was that?
What?
Oh, okay. So we're going to play that beginning part of that Christmas song. Yeah, the song. This is for Sam. Okay, so anyways, you were looking for a product. You want to feel great. Your wife is going to love you. She should love you anyways. A little bit louder. A little bit louder. Okay, this is our Christmas special selling moment. Hold on, Samuel. This is for you. All right. Let's go to Samuel. Are you there? Live?
I'm here. How are you doing?
How'd you like my intro?
I love that.
So I'm telling people that they will love their husband even more, but they should love their husband even more. And a gift that you have will stay with them for a long time. Tell us about your product line with your extensions and hair.
Well, Evolution of You, your beauty and hair enhancement system, was designed for the most undetectable, natural-looking hair enhancement hair extensions in the market. We use cuticle-rimmy hair. We use all-natural products within the hair when we're processing the hair. The hair is processed, just washed, shampooed, and conditioned, cut ponytails so that it doesn't have the harsh chemicals and byproducts that other extensions happen to have.
Oh, well, you know what? I just got a phone call before I got on the air, and is Lisa still there? She has something really exciting to tell you that I think you may want to jump on board. Lisa, are you there?
I am here, Dawn and Samuel. How are you?
Good.
So tell her what you're doing with St. Pete, and how many people are on I Love St. Pete?
The I Love Facebook, I Love Stacy Facebook page has almost 67,000 members.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, so she has a deal that you can actually tell what you want to offer Sam on this.
Well, Sam, you can become a business partner, and we have many stylists who are part of the program. Literally, this Facebook page connects people, and everybody loves my curly hair. So I definitely want to get some of these extensions. And once I put them in my hair, Samuel, and I post it in I Love St. Pete, you're going to have 67,000 people seeing your product.
Wow. And
wow, that sounds wonderful.
I know. So I'll make sure. Lisa's the one that's got a part in the production that we're working on, but we're going to go into that another time. And she's excited about that. And also, I'm going to run a commercial for you. So we're going to be running a commercial soon, and you're writing that for me?
Excellent.
Perfect.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Lisa V. That is Lisa V calling in, and she'll be popping in as a guest co-host again very soon. So thank you, Lisa.
I will.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
God bless you. So, so Sam, so this product that you have, you sent me a link. I put it on social media. And you're also on Instagram they can go to?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Okay. And
I have an Instagram that they can go to, yes. So.
And give the name one more time.
Evolution of You Hair.
Evolution of New Hair.
Evolution of You Hair.
Oh, of You Hair. Okay, I gotcha. Evolution of You Hair, and it's fabulous. And so you have an idea for me. You're working on a project, and you're going to be putting together extensions in my hair.
As a matter of fact, John, that's right. We're going to be doing a before and after moment with you.
Ooh.
And for the first guest that actually calls in and tells their hair experience or their hair story, they're going to have an opportunity to win a full set of hair extensions, and also done by one of our top celebrity stylists that will install and put it in and cut it in to the person for the person's style.
Wow. I love extensions. Everybody knows they have different looks. I could be like Barbie's mom because my producer is laughing at me. You know, I get to grow hair. I'll have long hair. It's amazing. Now, I have a little reporter here. You haven't met her yet. Tell Sam your name.
Hi, I'm Kalei Johnson.
And tell him how old you are.
Seven.
And so what would you like to ask Sam? You know, he is a singer. He's got, you know, a new hair product out. Do you want to ask him a question?
How much hair products do you sell?
Ooh, right on point, Sam.
Well, there's quite a bit of different hair products. There's a lot of SKUs. Each SKU has its own, style, right? From curly to straight to wavy to slightly wavy, to body wave, to European, to Indian, to Southeast Asian. So there's many SKUs. I couldn't tell you them all.
So there's many different. Now, is it clip-on or is it, how do you put them
in?
We
do a whole gamut. We have professional line and we have consumer line. The professional line ranges from fusion, skin extensions, taping extensions, toppers, kosher wigs, all that's the whole gamut of our professional line. But then there's our consumer line. That's direct to consumer, and that's our, we call wefted hair on the track, and that's the cuticle Indian Remy hair, and then the Southeast Asian hair and the clip-in extension.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, our little reporter is going to be down for a red carpet event when that venue opens up and that opportunity. And that's kind of on hold right now. We're just waiting. But she will be there interviewing you and the cast and crew as well. And she is adorable. And she's a great speaker.
We're going to be opening up a location really soon in the Bell Harbor area. We'll have our own Evolution of You Hair and Beauty Center store. So people will be able to actually go in and have experience and meet the stylists who will be styling and able to put them on and show them the different textures. And we customize everything that we do at Evolution of You Hair.
Well, and I have a lot of people on TikTok watching me as well. And if you're interested in these hair extensions, send me an Instagram message. I will send you his link. And it's fabulous. And then also, I sent you a picture of my hair.
Also, one more thing before I forget. We cater to cancer patients that have gone through chemo and that lose their hair. Anyone that's suffering from alopecia, we cater, we customize the unit towards your head, specifically fit in a custom way to match what you had before. So we deal with clients who have severe hair loss as well.
Wow. So you cover that, all the bases. How long have you been doing this, Sam?
About 25 years in total.
Wow. Well, I just have to tell everybody a quick blessing on something, and you want to know why God favors other people or why things work. And just, I announced this the other day on my Beauty Queen special, but I do want to tell you, my pastor told us to fast and pray for a week. And he said, start at 9 o'clock at night till 12 in the afternoon. And of course, you know, it was, one day was hard because I'm making bacon and eggs for my husband about an hour before my fasting is over. And it was prayer time and everything. And at the end of the week, I get a call from a friend from 20 years ago. Is it 20 years, Sam?
It's 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 years.
And you called me and you said, I have something you might be interested in, a major project. And I'll tell you, when you really give it to God, and you know, people want to say, why are things happening in your life? Why is that happen? Why does she have that? Or why does he have that? It's because they're putting God first. And just remember that's
right.
Over the holiday season, you know, and remember, give God all the glory and honor. As my pastor said the other day, Pastor Joe, he said, rejoice. Don't let get down. Don't let people steal your energy. Don't, you know, when they do that, then you start to get depressed and down. Just think where you were 10 years ago from where you are today, and what amazing
Correct.
Message that is. And just keep praying for what, you know, you believe God. And, you know, I always tell everybody, Samuel, write a letter and put it in your Bible. If there are people
and
date it and open it up a year from now. Samuel, I haven't told you the story, what happened to mine. When I see you, you're just going to go, oh my gosh. But anyways, when I wrote this letter about people that were just speaking negative or whatever, and, you know, the jealousy in the show business and whatever it was, and something had happened, when I really gave that to God and I opened it a year later, and where he took me from that year, and also buying a home and just so many blessings out of that. Try that, and try not to fast right now because Thanksgiving, but try it on Monday for 1 week and really fast and pray and see what God does in your life. And let me know as well. And we're looking for miracle stories, Samuel, for the December coming up shows. And
that's right. Yes, we are. We are looking and searching for your miracle story and video. If you had an impactful situation where you had experienced something that you were growing through or going through, and God turned that thing around for you, and a miracle happened in your life, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. You might have an opportunity to appear on one of our segments or one of our shows. We're definitely looking for those stories out there. So anyone who has a story of deliverance, hope, and faith, we want to hear from you, and you'll have an opportunity to win something very special coming up soon.
That's amazing. And we'll get you all that information. We have 2 minutes left. Samuel, thank you so much for calling in Hollywood Connections. You're just a part of our show now, because now we're family.
That's right. That's right, Don.
And
well, thank you for having me. And everyone have a happy Thanksgiving and a blessed one.
Awesome. And that is Samuel with the Hair Extensions. And I'll put all that on social media, on Facebook. And you can hear this show again on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube. So please subscribe to that as well. Thank you, Sam, for calling in. We got 2 minutes left.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yay.
Now.
Bye-bye. Okay, sweetheart. Tell anybody, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I really don't know, but I'm going to go to my grandma's house with my family.
Right. Now, does she make great turkey? Do you remember?
My mom makes good turkey.
Your mom makes good turkey? Very cool. And so you're going to be in a parade in Largo coming up. There's a Christmas parade on the 19th. We got the email, but we'll be on a set doing, I got some other work that I'm doing with some people. But you're going to be in a parade for your first time, right? The Largo Christmas parade.
Am I going to be on one of the big cars?
Well, we're working on that. And I'm Dawn Reese. It is 6:59. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. Please share this video on Facebook, because this was such an inspirational show. And next week, we have an amazing, funny comic that I met on TikTok. She lives in the area. Bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.